Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some quick takeouts on stories we're following today. And we've got the whole morning crew here. We've got Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick down in Washington. And at the table, our sports correspondent Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And for movies, Rafer Guzman. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Todd, a late night for the senators. That at 1 a.m., they had to vote on extending COBRA benefits. That's unemployment insurance. Todd, why at 1 a.m. and what happened?
A 1 a.m. vote. Well, this is really all about health care. This is about Republicans not cooperating with Harry Reid at all on the procedure he needs to pass the health care bill by Christmas Eve. We've talked about that. So these COBRA benefits and unemployment insurance benefits were attached to a defense bill, and the defense bill has to be passed so that the troops in their uniforms and their ammo and their pay raises can be funded, and Republicans won't give any ground. So 1 a.m. this morning was the earliest possible moment under the rules that Harry Reid could schedule the vote, and so that's exactly what he did. He's in a standoff with Republicans.
And the vote passed?
The vote passed. It was a procedural vote, which means it'll pass finally at some time tomorrow morning. Like, the next earliest possible vote is 7:30 a.m. Saturday morning, and that's when unemployment benefits and COBRA subsidy extensions will pass for people who've lost their jobs. President can sign at any time after that.
You were talking about how Harry Reid had this all tightly scheduled to get the health care vote done by December 25th. Is he on schedule?
He is so far, but he has to do everything right between now and the 24th, and Republicans aren't helping at all, and they're very clear about it. Listen to Senator John Thune from South Dakota. He's a member of the Republican leadership. He's laying out very clearly what the Republican strategy is here.
We're aware of what those opportunities and options are for us, and obviously, like I said before, the goal here is to defeat this thing.
Any opportunities, he's talking about any procedural opportunities to defeat this thing. He's talking about health care. So the next vote is at 7 a.m., and there's a snowstorm scheduled for this weekend, so Republicans aren't cooperating, and neither is the weather.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Tragic sports story for our contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. 26-year-old Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chris Henry died after being thrown from the moving pickup truck on Wednesday. Ibrahim, listen to this.
I need a police officer on Oak Road. I'm riding behind a yellow truck. It's a F-150. The tag says it's got a black man on it with no shirt on it. And he's got his arm in a cast. He's got some black pants on. He's beating on the back of this truck window, and the truck is driving. I don't know if he's trying to break in it or something. It just looks crazy. It's a girl driving it.
Well, and the end of that story was Chris Henry was thrown from that truck and then died of his injuries. Now this is emblematic of an issue in the NFL that you know very well, Ibrahim.
Yeah, he died after what's being described as a domestic dispute,
right,
with his fiance, and he had been away from the Bengals for a number of some time because he had broken his arm. So he was away from the team, and he's definitely had a checkered past. He's had multiple arrests while he's been in the NFL. They've adjusted their conduct policy because of the context of him, and also Pac-Man Jones, who we've heard
right
about and who's been in the news as well. So, and he also had problems when he was at West Virginia. So it's not like he had a very easy life, but some people say he was sort of on the turnaround and improving things.
Quickly, is this a personnel problem for the NFL, another example of it?
I think in the NFL, you have they have these player services where they try and support players to deal with, to give them coping skills to deal with real-life situations. But this is another example of the NFL not supporting their players enough in a critical time in his life, a critical transition from injury to getting back on the field and dealing with a long-distance relationship.
And Chris Henry died as a result. 26-year-old Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver. Ibrahim, thank you so much.
It's Friday. That means we have a movie takeout for you. Takeaway movie contributor Rafer Guzman is with us. He's a film critic for Newsday. Obviously, we cannot talk about movies this weekend without talking about Avatar. So tell me, what's the down low on this film? Should we go see it?
I think you should. I think it's a great film. It's hugely entertaining. Everyone's talking about the technology. That's definitely the reason to see it. clearly the dialogue is a little corny, the story is a little corny, but I think the movie is going to go down as a special effects watershed, and I think you don't want to miss that, and it's a great movie.
Okay, the other movie that we're hearing a lot of buzz and certainly a lot of advertisements for is this one.
Directing a movie is a very overrated job, we all know it. You just have to say yes and no. What else do you do? Nothing. Maestro, should this be red? Yes. Green? No. More extras? Yes. More lipstick? No. Yes, no. Yes, no. It's directing.
So this has an all-star cast.
Yes, an incredible cast. That's Judi Dench speaking there, and she's speaking to Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays a Fellini-esque director who's juggling several women, among them Nicole Kidman, Kate Hudson,
Penelope Cruz,
Marion Cotillard, Fergie, the pop star, makes an appearance. Sophia Loren plays his deceased mother.
He's juggling them romantically?
Some of them are real.
Their
some
memories.
Of them are remembered.
Interesting.
You know, his Sophia Loren appears in a kind of a, you know, quasi-ghostly form as his dead mother.
This was a very successful Broadway show that was based on the original Fellini film, biographic Fellini film.
A sort of semi-autobiographical Fellini film.
Nine and a half was the Fellini film.
Eight and a half was the Fellini film. Nine is the play. Yeah. Yeah.
8.5, I remember.
They've added half a point, yes.
Fucking Mary, shut up.
Yeah, 8.5 because that's how many films Fellini had directed at that time, and then they added a half point because they turned it into a musical. So what, thumbs up or down?
Thumbs down. I thought it was one of the... It's a terrible, terrible film. And I have to tell you, it's such a shallow, glib treatment of this character, of a Fellini-esque character, who's got a really rich history, right? I mean, Bob Fosse essentially remade this film with All That Jazz.
Yeah.
Woody Allen remade this film in a way with Stardust Memories. And this film is just so bad and so shallow.
Okay,
wow.
I think that's no.
Daniel Day-Lewis is terrible, I have to say, amazingly enough.
I bet he could take you, though.
Ray for Guzman, takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday.